It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. I was at the dentist today.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Yeah.
You seem in fairly good spirits.
Not well.
You're on Vicodin.
Not well. No, not yet. You got anything?
No.
What do you got in the car?
No, I can't score for you.
You can't score? Drew hates it when I use the word score. And he likes to replace the word drugs with medication. Undeclared is the cast we have in tonight. Jay Baruchel is here.
Hello.
Carla Gallo and Seth Rogen are all here from Undeclared. Fox Tuesday nights, 8:30. Big hit.
Wow, oh, yeah. Good. I hope so.
What's tomorrow? Like the 6th, 7th?
Fifth.
There you go.
Seems like it's been on longer because they've been... They worked the hell out of it like 2 months before it came out.
They did.
They beat us in a submission.
But it looked, you know, I don't know why, but maybe it's just because I'm in entertainment, but I always hope when I see trailers and previews that they're lame.
Because you want to show is lame, or that the
trailer's lame, therefore the show's going to suck.
Right.
You know, you do it. You're sitting on your sofa, and they go, "Coming up on NBC this fall," and then you see the trailer, and you want to turn desperately the person next to you and go, "Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
I can smell that from here. They should cancel that now."
Is that just envy for the fact that you've never been on a show that's had 1 second of promotion?
Yeah, maybe that's it. I mean, it's just how whenever you do something, you have to say whatever it is sucked. Like when I was a carpenter, whenever there was a movie scene where the guy picked up a hammer, I'm like, he's using a finish hammer for framing. He should be using a waffle end hammer. He's got like a 12-ounce Vaughn. He should be using in like a 24-ounce with a hatchet handle. That's so fake. Like, you know, if there's anything you know about, if it's cars, if it's sports.
I cannot watch the medical shows.
All right, right? Totally fake. Fake. Never happened. Never happened.
I can't watch shows about awkward people.
Yeah. Well, I can't watch porn.
Well, it's a real funny cast. Yeah, so you just want to say, and I guess if you're on TV or if you do comedy, you have to just hate all other forms of comedy. Like, you're, like, watching a preview and you go, "Hey, I don't see me in that. That sucks." But this, the Undeclared, I was watching for, like I said, 6 or 8 weeks before the launch, and it was like... Yeah, that's good. It looks funny.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
They set the bar too high. They'll never keep that up.
It's true. The show's actually just commercials.
Just clips.
Yeah.
So, I was just reading here that it's from the same writer from and producer Freaks and Geeks and Ben Stiller's show and a Larry Sanders show, which not only all amazing shows, but sort of diverse, like sort of three different kinds of shows.
Yeah, definitely. Judd Apatow is the man of which you speak. He's a very smart man. He's funny as hell. He makes good shows, it seems.
Yeah.
This one sucks.
Yeah. Well, this is one of them. And Seth, you write on the show as well?
Yeah, I do a little of the writing there. They send me in. I got an office and everything. It's crazy.
Do you get two paychecks?
I do get two paychecks.
They just take the one and cut it in half?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I get 4 cents for writing and then 8 for acting.
And did you sign on as a writer first and they were looking to fill the role
He gets to pay his Writer's Guild dues and his...
Exactly, yeah.
Very nice.
I'll be up in like 4 years. That's when I have profit.
you were there. You were on the project as a writer.
Yeah, originally. And then they were casting, and I read with all the actors who were casting, and I don't know, they were all, I was right in there, it seemed like. So they cast me also. So they got me into test.
He wrote himself in.
So. Exactly, yeah. I'm always writing me making out with ladies and stuff like that.
Here's what I always say to Drew when it comes to these shows that take place on a college campus. Mm. What's wrong with using a college, I mean, that we know of? That exists.
Why making up a name?
Oh, University of Northeastern California? You probably have to pay for it. It's all, everything, every question you have, the answer is it costs less that way.
Yeah. But you know what? You would think there'd be schools out there that would want you to use their name.
Exactly.
Like DeVry?
Yeah, I mean, you probably wouldn't want to be at every school that would want you, and
exactly,
it's probably
yeah.
a catch 22. If they want you, you don't want them.
It's true, yeah.
The ones you want don't want you associated with them.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a handful that are sort of on the fence where you could say to them, listen, why should we pay you? This is an advertisement. You know those things you run during the halftime of the football games and stuff where, you know, tradition of excellence for 27 years and two people nominated for a Nobel Prize and all that crap? This is it. We're wearing the sweatshirts.
It's
We're moving
true.
Merchandise. We'll up enrollment next semester. I don't understand that. And my guess is that you may be doing things on the show
yeah.
that the university probably would not want yeah. represented.
No one wants to think that I go to the school that they go to.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that you're doing, you know, beer bongs in the
exactly,
freshman
yeah.
dorms.
Yeah, because that doesn't happen at real school.
No, not at real
yeah.
college.
It's only
no.
fictional.
Yeah. No, they're all, most of them are dry campuses.
Exactly.
Which just means Coke, right? True? Is that, I heard that. Is
Pot.
That true? Oh, just
no,
weed.
I drink alcohol.
I'm sorry. All right, so undeclared. What about tomorrow night's episode? Any tantalizing tidbits?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
That's the Adam Sandler episode.
Yeah. Now, why? How? When?
He's careful. Judge. Go ahead, Adam. Get it out of the way now.
What?
Why did he do this?
No, why didn't you... You're actually going to beg for a role in the show?
No. How dare you, Drew? That comes in the 11 o'clock
okay,
hour.
Right. You got to sweeten us up first.
Yeah. Then later on, after the show, we'll go out and have some beers, and I'll tell you why I'm funnier now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like eight beers away.
I look forward to it.
But does he... I mean, he doesn't do too many TV shows.
No,
I'm asking.
He's good friends with Judd. Judd's worked on a lot of his movies and stuff like that.
Together.
They were roommates.
They did stand-up together.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so it was...
he just called him in.
Yeah.
And what part does Adam Sandler play?
He plays Adam Sandler, which is one of his better acting roles. He's great.
He performs at our school and hangs out with us one night in our dorm after the show, and it all goes to hell.
It's oh, so he is like... doing a college tour,
yeah.
right.
and he does a whole performing scene and then hangs out.
You don't see him perform, you just see him hanging out with us afterwards.
Beautiful. But. Well, that'd be cool. Tomorrow night, 8:30 on Fox.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, what was I? Oh, yeah, I was at the orthodontist today. I'll get into that later.
Later yeah.
Very painful, very painful. The tooth is leaving, by the way.
Oh.
It's not staying.
Bridge?
Yes, a bridge.
Oh my God!
Which
yes,
tooth?
I've
aren't you too young for that.
I've successfully now. Yes, I'm well under 40, and I'm receiving a bridge in the next
oh
few weeks.
God.
So you know you've arrived.
Is it one of the money making teeth?
Yeah, we're
no, it's in the back. It's when I bring up the cud for the third time
oh,
kind of thing. That's the only time I use those. So I told him, let's get rid of it. He was like the orthodontist was he hung his head because
orthodontist.
In his. Well, I mean the surgeon. He what orthodontist is like braces and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And what's a guy who does root canals?
And periodontist. Periodontist.
Periodontist, right? The periodontist. He hung his head in shame and he said, "I failed. Essentially, we're going to have to take this tooth out." And I said, "Listen, doc. To you, it's a failure, but to me, this tooth." Picture a really, really horrible kid that's been living in your house like, well into his 30s, and I'm the stepdad. I want this puke out. I wish this son of a bitch got out 5 years ago. Do you hear me? No love loss here. There's been nothing but a pain in my ass for the last 5 years. Let's get him out of here.
It's one less tooth to brush.
That's
my mind.
Yeah.
You're saving money on toothpaste, if nothing.
Right.
You can't shower and shave. Just imagine your care of a bridge.
Oh, no. It's the bridge does not pop in and pop out.
Oh, they're going to put a
yeah, it's a permanent thing.
Like okay.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I told him the bridge just has a real negative connotation. I picture myself like before performing oral on a hooker. So I hold on. Hey, you're cute. Are you Asian? And I'm putting it like floating it in a beer on the nightstand. All right. So no, it's permanent. It stays in there. All right.
Good.
All right. Good times. Good times. Jamie.
Hi.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, okay, we used KY the other night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had some discomfort with it.
Was this a new partner?
No.
Same, and you
were? Like, for a few months.
And you guys were condoms also?
No.
No.
We've both been tested.
And you've never been exposed to KY before?
Yeah, I have before with him.
I see. Did you take
no other partner?
Did you take it out of the tube?
You have before.
I made that mistake once.
I got to follow this
yeah,
history.
Yeah, it wasn't
here.
The tube. It was the bottle.
You have I before see. With him, but with no other partner.
Okay, and I mean, like, I've used KY before with him, but with other partners that I've had, I've never used it before.
I understand, but we're talking about using KY with him suddenly now burning.
Yeah.
Even though you've used it before with no problem.
Yeah. But
why did she bring up the other part?
I don't know.
Our callers are retarded, Drew. You know what they do? They like to really drive home the obvious to confuse you to think, oh, she's making some point here. She's not saying anything.
I'm slightly retarded.
Okay.
All right, you're
good looking, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
I guess.
Otherwise, God really hates you. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair doing that to
somebody. Jamie, it could be an infection. It probably has nothing to do with the KY.
Okay, but
infection.
I just had a pap and I was fine.
That's right. Well, now you've got a vaginal infection.
Like two days before that.
I know, but now you've had something different happen. It's like going to the doctor 2 weeks before you get a cold.
So
and they go, gee, I was just the doctor.
Yeah.
No, you just try something over the counter like gonolotrim and that kind of thing, see if that works.
Yeah, see, I tried that I don't know if I'm like really sensitive or what, but it seems like that hurts.
Well, let me
because you have a vaginitis.
Let me float a point here. He you use the KY that then frees him up a little. He really bangs the bejesus out of you and you get a yeast infection because of the vigorous sex.
At least she gets irritated and that's what's burning.
Right. And then you equate it to the KY when indirectly it's because the KY freed him up to do his best work.
No, I don't think that was it. Like I it was very uncomfortable. I'm like, what did you do? You used the wrong bottle or something. Like I thought, and I made him turn the light on and show me what he put. And he's like, no, it's the boat.
Okay, well, why don't you get a little dab of that KY and put some on you and see what it does.
Could have been like a gag, like someone was playing a gag on him.
Right.
The old replacing the...
with the Ben Gay.
Exactly.
That would be great.
Did you say that you tried some gynelotrimin?
Yeah, I did. I have.
How many times did you apply it?
Well, this was just on Sunday that it happened, and so I did it today.
All right, well,
yesterday.
Do it for a couple of days, okay?
Okay.
All right. And maybe it's just me, but it seems like Ben Gay humor has sort of fizzled out almost.
We're bringing it back, though.
Yeah. it's gone the way of souffle humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Trailing behind quicksand.
All I'm saying is, I don't know what's up with Ben Gay, but they're going to have to remarket or do something because there's a lot of Ben Gay humor going around when I was like in junior high and high school, and I don't hear that much of it anymore.
You know, we have those little ponds in our backyard, and there's a bunch of dead leaves and stuff like that. If I lived in the 70s, I'd get some acid.
And dump it
and burn it all out because acid destroys everything, right?
Right. Yeah, you dump acid, it goes all the way through to the Earth's
center
core.
Of the Earth. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
the 70s. That's where it went.
Yeah, that's
Drew and I sit around and try to think of things we don't see on TV anymore, and one of them is spilling the acid and having it burn through every deck of the ship.
Yeah, like those old cowboy drinks that make smoke when you spill.
Yeah,
them. See, that's
nobody. This was always a spy's. Best.
The guy stirring the drink with the spoon and then just pulling the nub of the spoon.
Oh yeah, that's the same joke. Yeah.
Like to see that again. Too. You guys work that into an upcoming
episode. I'm on
it
right now.
Yeah, you're writing.
Yeah.
Troy?
Adam?
Troy, you're 21. What's up?
Hey, champ.
Oh.
Hey, good times. Hey, it's Dr. Drew.
Good
you're
times,
passionate.
Hey,
all right, Troy.
Thanks for taking my call. I have two quick questions, but first, Undeclared, that's a great show.
Thanks,
That's
awesome.
Thank you so much.
The show with Will Ferrell on there as a guest actor, that was a great show.
Oh, that's wicked. Thank you very much.
Whenever I have to use the restroom, number one,
pee?
I get an erection most of the time.
In the morning or just in general?
Just in general.
There's a spinal reflex that when the bladder is stretched, it can cause that. Usually you have to get pretty full bladder before it starts up, so why don't you start peeing more frequently?
I do. I tend to drink a lot of water, but so I guess that's just an effect of drinking extra water.
I don't see that as a bad thing.
Yeah. What could be bad? Especially with the prying eyes in the men's room where they don't have those divisions between the urinals.
Exactly,
what's wrong with impressing the boys?
Yeah. They love stuff like that.
It'll teach them something for looking at you.
I have to wear jeans all the time because, you know, I can't wear slacks.
Okay. Hold on. I can't write fast enough. You drink a lot of water, it makes you pee more or less, did you say? More.
Hey,
Lex.
Can I ask a second question, please?
Okay.
Sorry. I go to a 4-year university. I don't go to a 2-year junior college or anything. Mm-hmm. And I'd really like to see Dr. Drew speak at my university one time. But whenever I listen to your show, it appears that Dr. Drew likes to go to the snub-nosed schools such as Carleton College and Lord Fauntleroy School for Hemophiliacs.
What city are you in?
Virginia?
Yeah, where?
George Mason University.
I'm going to University of Richmond. I've been to UVA. I'm coming out there.
We've been to West Virginia.
You've been to University of West Virginia. You just got to set it up.
Whatever.
Listen, Drew would speak at the college for Hitler Youth if they paid him $8,000. He'd go wherever the money
is. The problem is that...
Pony up. He'll be there.
That's where I think the problem is that, like, I listen to the show, and I hear the Dr. Drew boogie and the Dr. Drew shuffle, and... So I know Dr. Drew has some soul with him, and I'm just wondering, Dr. Drew, do you like to rap?
Yeah, he does. Hey,
wrap your lips around these nuts.
That was the most interesting segue I've ever heard. Yeah. I really love your show, and when I pee, I get an erection.
Wrap your lips around what?
Yeah, these nuts. Do you like to rap? It's actually a good time coming. Now we're getting into the holidays. You can also use that for wrapping gifts. You know, like you can probably work that in that way too. Troy, I say this about once every 10th guy caller. Troy's one of those guys. He's the reason why women hate guys.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And rightfully so.
Right. Yeah, he's the reason why I can't argue with them when they say guys are dicks. Amy.
Yeah.
You're 35.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well. My husband and I have been seeing a counselor, and I really think that, I mean, like, the whole reason for seeing a counselor is to, like, spend time together, talk out your problems and that kind of stuff. I'm thinking that $180 a week might be better spent if we just, like, went to dinner. Or how about, like, I'd be in a much better mood if I, like, bought a pair of pants with the money instead of going to see a doctor.
Is that buying pants. By the way, man, that means you're very shallow.
Buying pants would do more for your psyche than seeing
a therapist.
I get two kids and the money's kind of tight. And so, like, I'm thinking, he's just another reason to argue.
Okay.
When the money's going to him instead of going to...
Hold on a second. What this is, Amy. This is you not wanting to do the work. This is you resisting whatever's going on in the sessions. And I don't know what it is that's causing you to deflect everything on to everyone else, but you've got to get in there and start looking at what role you play in whatever the conflict is you're having with your husband. And the role of the therapist is to create a safe and structured environment and keep that dialogue focused. You are not willing to work. If you're not willing to work, don't go. You are wasting your money then, but you're looking for every reason to get out of there.
You're saying eating and buying pants is not work, Drew? Hey, Amy, you say $180.
That's a lot for a therapist.
Is that two sessions or one?
That's for two people for an hour.
Really?
Well, they charge by the head.
Yeah. That's
BS.
That's expensive.
You find a cheaper one.
Oh, I guess so. I just thought that, like, if we went to dinner and
Amy, what you're interested in doing is maintaining the status quo. You don't want this equilibrium disturbed. You must have had a dad that fought with your mom all the time, and that's the state you want your marriage to be in. It's just going outside of the boundaries of what your comfort zone is because there's dysfunction here.
Drew, maybe your parents fought a lot, and that's why you're projecting that onto Amy's parents.
Well, let me say that, like, certainly that was the case, and I'm the one that brought up going to therapy.
I understand, but Amy, hold on, let me yell at Amy. Wait, just a second. Just let me finish.
But
Amy, you never assumed that you'd have to look at yourself. That wasn't part of the bargain.
No.
The fact is you do, and it's going to be painful, and you're part of the problem here. And you can't just restore a homeostasis that's sick. You have to try to get well.
Wait a minute. This guy's bi? All right. Okay.
Now you can yell at her.
Okay. Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
It's interesting because we never hear women complaining that they don't want to go into the couples therapy.
I see it always all the time.
Shut Drew's mic off. He's crapping on one of my points.
On this show, you don't see it so much, but I see it all the time.
It's usually women dragging their men to the therapist and the guy not wanting to go.
Initially, just quiet down.
So you got him going. Now, how long have you been going to the therapist with him?
Two times.
Two times. Yeah. And she said, initially, I thought she was going to say it was the 80s. Everyone was doing it. This was last Tuesday.
You're not fixed yet?
Okay. Two times. So he was acting. What was he doing that you wanted to take him to the therapist for?
Okay. Well, I didn't want to waste your time, but certainly, like, we do argue a lot. Sure, I give you that. And certainly, I try to, like, bite my tongue, and certainly not everybody can be right all the time.
Because you argued a lot?
No, because he... Well, this is the... I don't know how to say that bluntly. I guess I should say... he went to a class reunion and kind of, like, made out with someone at a class reunion.
I see. All right. I got the unfinished business. We all got that.
And so I was, like, really pissed, and he said it's nothing, no big deal, it wasn't anything, really regretful, blah, blah, blah.
How'd you find out about it?
Well, the stupid woman emailed him on my email address.
Well, she's no genius.
I'm saying.
Okay, so you're very angry about that episode.
Yeah, a little.
All right, so here's the deal. So you drag him to the shrink, not because you want to make your relationship better, just because you want to punish him in front of a guy who has suede patches on his blazer.
And he's not going to give her that benefit.
Right,
that
so now this sucks. Let's punish him at dinner.
Right.
So, Amy, you got a lot of anger in you. That's never a good thing for a relationship. I think you ought to continue with this. Just give it a couple of months. Keep dragging your feet.
His
just
cheating is a sign of something very long in the relationship, and that needs to be dealt with.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
You could go to a reunion and make out. And then she emails
you. They're 35. They're married with two kids. That is bad news. Bad times.
What the? I would have that chick killed if she emailed me after I made out with her in a reunion. It was great making out with you.
You don't have to write an email about making out.
I got to hear the hell is that saying? Thanks for the hickey. It was about 18 years overdue. Wait a minute. Amy?
Yeah.
What did that email say?
Well, it was basically like, it was so nice to see you again, and... You know, I hope you don't think less of me for what happened. And so I emailed her back, and I was like, how dumb are you?
Well, by the way, that's not making out.
Yeah.
When somebody says something like that.
Well, at first I was like, whatever.
You confronted your husband?
Well, no, because I thought, well, what could it be? And then I'm thinking, wait, what woman writes a man to say this? Like, she's obviously fishing.
Okay.
Did he ever admit it?
Pardon me?
No, did he ever admit it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what did he say? What did he admit?
Well, he said, you know, it's nothing. It was no big deal. It was something I regret. He didn't want to fess up. And I was like, just spill.
Yeah.
And then...
And then so what he happened? Said we made out. Did you go insane?
Yeah.
So he stopped right there.
That's right.
That's where he stopped.
I was like...
So what he...
Well,
he said they just... Wait a minute. They just kissed or what?
Yeah, that's what he said. They were really drunk in a bar in front of everyone, and they were just kissing.
Ooh, interesting angle. The made an ass of ourselves in front of a group so that I could not get a
that's
BJ.
What I was saying.
Interesting. I'm gonna try to use that one. Good bunch of people there. Humiliated.
Right. You know, the thing was though, like if a girl did that to a guy, they would not have it. You know, it would still be my way the highway. I'd be out of there.
Okay, listen.
Girl never can tell a guy.
Listen, angry. You guys live 8 years longer, so that's... This, you know, I mean, come on. You got to take some bad. Look, hey, Amy, you're the world's angriest mother. And you're going to... Yes, yes. And you're going to freak your kids out. They're going to grow up around this really angry mom.
Right.
So stay with the shrink and forget about the pants.
And making out? Adam, translate.
Yeah. Making out is what they did after he...
What'd she make out with?
Right.
Is the question.
She partied on his crank. Is what Drew... Drew just slipped me a note that said that. The cast of Undeclared is here tonight. Oh, yeah. I love what we made out. Oh. All right. Well, let's not give her any more. Because it could have happened. It was in the bar.
Whatever.
Okay. We're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tori Amos. Our good and spacey friend, Tori Amos, will be coming up. Haven't seen her in a little while. A
couple of years, right?
Yeah. But always an interesting show. So she'll be on in here on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever the hell that is. Jay Baruchel is here. Seth Rogen and Carla Gallo. All the cast from, or at least a good portion of the cast from Undeclared, which is Fox's new runaway hit. Smash success hit.
Catch it while you can.
Tomorrow night, 8:30 on Fox Tuesday night. And Adam...
Sandler.
Yeah. A little brain freeze there.
Ooh.
Almost spit out my last name. Adam Sandler is going to guest star tomorrow night. So you can, you know, that's what we need to get this country out of its funk is some good novelty song, you know?
Oh, like, yeah. Ethnic novelty song?
Like some a good Arabic. Bin Laden. Yeah, yeah, like I remember Weird Al had Ayatollah instead of My Sharona many years ago. Ayatollah, you know?
I met Weird Al.
Oh, you met? Yeah.
It was a crowning moment of my life, I gotta say. He reintroduced himself as just Al, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
He was in his normal persona.
Right, right.
He was regular Al.
Yeah.
It's weird. I played basketball with Ice Cube on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird.
Did you win?
Yeah. No, we got the crap kicked out of us by a bunch of white guys, by the way. It's always humiliating. You know, we got the brothers on the team, and I sucked it up pretty good. But it's weird when you got a guy with the name like Ice Cube because he's got the ball, and you're like, hey, Mr. Cube! Cube! So you just lay back and wait to see what other people call him, and then you just call him that, too, except for these guys have known him for 10 years, and they're in his posse and stuff, so you feel stupid calling him Ice when you just met him, but, like, you don't know what to call him.
I'm interested how you got in with Ice Cube's posse.
Well, I got involved with some basketball league that and we're on the same team.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a surprising thing.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just I don't know what to call him.
So and, what did you call him?
It was just, yo.
Yo.
See, that's black for dude.
Right.
See, so if it's a white dude, it's dude!
Then what's dude in black?
The dude in black is yo.
Oh, and yo. Oh, and they just don't say
call dude. Him trespass.
Yeah, like, if you got a white guy, it's like 20 feet away, and he's got a ball, and you want it, it's dude! But if it's a black guy, it's yo!
Yeah,
I'm sure he appreciates that. Distinction.
Oh, yeah. And if, like, it's a mulatto guy, it's yo, dude!
Yeah. Or dude yo, depending on which parent is...
Right, the mother's black, it's
dude yo.
Dude yo, right. True.
Dude.
Entertain again, huh?
Yeah, I really am.
Okay. Anthony.
Hugely.
Anthony.
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah. I was just wondering if... I masturbate a lot, and I was just kind of wondering if that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
How many times a day?
Usually probably average like 7 to 10.
Do you go to school?
It's a little late. That's good. But yeah.
Are you able to function at school?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he? I mean, he was just beating off. He's trying to get to class with his pants around his ankles, and he gets tripped up and falls down.
How's he going to public?
Well, you can... What? Let's work your schedule out.
Before school?
Two before, right?
Usually once.
Oh, once before?
You sleep
behind,
in more
behind
that
you,
way.
Adam. Yeah. See.
In the shower, or...?
No, I'm not a shower guy.
Not a shower guy. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so one before, and then... And then the rest is after school, or do you have lunch? Or
usually, like, after school.
Do you go at school ever? I was always afraid to do that.
I did that.
I feel like
did you?
More than once.
When I
really?
What? This guy's got to go to school all the time.
Hold on a second. Jay, what kind of school did you go to?
It was a fine arts school.
Oh, I see.
They encourage it. He did it on a piece of paper, and it was art.
Bunch of hippies sitting around on beanbag chairs calling the teachers by their first name. Walking in, Jay's beating off. Don't stop him. You'll discourage him. You can't discourage.
He needs
you can't
to
discourage
it.
Creativity.
I thought you went to Catholic school.
Elementary school. Last time.
Yeah, you had a lot to make up for.
So
sorry, I shouldn't interrupt.
Did you have a bathroom with a lock on it, or how'd you?
I was just going to the stall, and I was really cautious, and I just looked over my shoulder a lot. I locked it. I just wondered if I ever heard anyone come in. I would just
right.
Pretend like I was like
just zipping up. Just zipping up in here, guys. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
That's beat off.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that's why, Drew, how many times have I said you have to learn to beat off standing up so that you can get them in, you know, on airplanes, right, at schools, yeah, synagogues, churches.
Airplane how places. How many times have you said that?
Well,
just, you know, endless. Yeah,
it's his mantra.
Thank you. Anthony?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sorry. So one before school.
Yeah.
And then the other 6 to 8 after school?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a couple in right before bed, right?
Yeah, usually 2 or 3.
Yeah. Knows a lot about
that's
this.
That's prime real estate right there.
And,
well, I mean, here's the question. Aside from are you able to function, were you sexually abused in some way?
Uh-uh.
And okay. Were you physically abused?
No.
All right. So now he's sexually and physically abusing himself.
Is there addiction in your family anywhere? Alcoholism?
Not really. Like, some people in my family drink a little, but they're not alcoholics.
Hmm. All right. That's fine.
Where's my bourbon?
You're fine.
It's suspicious.
You're just, you know, it's only 240 times a month, Drew. Let's not label it.
Wow. Suspicious.
You see what I'm saying? All right, Anthony. You sound depressed. Yeah. Are you depressed?
Not really.
Okay.
You have brothers.
Good times.
About calling the show.
What?
I said I was a little nervous about calling the show.
Oh, okay. But here's what I worry about when you do it that many times is you lose your edge. You have no reason to go out and compete in the world.
No chi.
It takes a little. You have to burn a few calories to get a woman. And just like I was explaining last night when I was on the internet and I said I was going to order that DVD porn.
Right.
And then I beat off.
Right.
And then I didn't order it.
Wow. That's a good strategy.
No, it's a bad strategy
because
now I want it.
Oh, now you want it again.
But I wouldn't do it.
Just do it all
I lost my motivation.
I got you.
I lost my edge. That's my edge over the competition.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
That's
so
right.
You earned a penny.
Oh, that's good.
Or more than
for the $49.
Drew, I was thinking about this the other day. How many billions of dollars could be saved a year if guys would just beat off immediately?
And
here's what I'm saying. Well, think about what it does. It gets you to the strip club. It sits you in the strip club for 5 hours. You drop a bunch of money. Then you go buy a bunch of drinks. Or, like, you go out and you rent this or you get on the computer. You sit on the computer. You get on the phone sex chat line at $10 every 5 minutes. If the second, like, if everyone just said, instead of going to the club, instead of going to the massage parlor, instead of getting on the internet, I'm just going to beat off right now. There'll be billions of dollars saved nationally every year.
Well, this guy seems to be doing that, so he's...
Maybe you could have, like, a telethon.
Yeah. To raise money.
Take the money you would spend on porn
and
put it
in. Get people, you'd encourage them to, you know, testimonials. I did it now, and I feel great.
I'm freed up.
Infomercials about...
Yeah, but what
beat
what
for
is,
life.
What,
or,
beat what would have been life. Hi, I'm Ed McMahon.
Hello.
But what? Where's the money coming in, though? That's
the
what
money
I'm saying.
Is people's going back to work and being productive as opposed to spending all that time on the computer and.
Let's
and
check the chode board. Right. Hi, I'm Adam Carolla. You know, I kid a lot on the radio and on television, but cornholing's no laughing matter. Well, that's how I can start the show. Shara?
Sarah.
Shara?
Sarah, yeah.
Wait, say it one more time.
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Straight up
they
Sarah.
Misspelled it. You're 16. What's up?
On Friday afternoon, I found out that I had vaginal E. coli, and I don't know how I got it.
Hold on, I'm going to vomit. Vaginal E. coli?
Yeah, I don't think there's any possible way.
E. coli?
E. coli comes
raped
from,
with a turkey leg?
Oh. No, it comes from your rectum, and that's right next door there. And so women get that bacteria in there sometimes.
They're neighbors.
Yeah, and so just an antibiotic or an antibiotic cream takes care of it usually.
Yeah, you can't wipe toward Mecca.
Right, that's the point. That's
you got to go the other way.
You got to go, that's right.
They gave me this Metrogel stuff.
That's good. Metrogel sometimes will work. Sometimes you have to take some antibiotics by mouth, too, for this.
Okay.
But that's fine. They're doing the right stuff.
What? Okay. So what can one do to avoid this tragedy? Drew?
Wipe away from Mecca.
Wipe away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Sarah?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how I got it.
Sometimes,
I don't wipe the other way.
Are you sexually active?
No.
No. Okay. It just happens sometimes. Not a big deal. It's really not a big deal.
Really? It sounds horrible.
No, it's not a big deal.
Vaginal E. coli.
Yeah, that does not sound.
Why do you guys associate E. coli with?
I don't know. Anderson.
I think E. coli. I
think chicken has been sitting out.
E. coli in beef. Yeah, that's a strain. But E. coli lives in your colon. Lots of E. coli.
So can you get testicular E. coli?
You can get E. coli lots of places.
Well, you got to.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good. You guys want to smoke some pot? Yeah. And we talked to Drew about where our E. coli is and how it's living in us
it
right now.
It lives in my colon. It's got a nice condom.
But you need an opening, don't you, to get it in there?
No, it can cause awful infections in all kinds of places. But it's a typical bacteria for urinary tract infections, anal infections. That sort of thing.
Good times. Undeclared is the cast we have in tonight, Tuesday nights, 8:30 on Fox. Adam Sandler starring, our guest starring tomorrow night. We will take ourselves a little break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, everybody on the floor, this is Ice-T. You're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt.
Right.
Ice Cube, though, right?
Yeah, but Ice-T would present that problem, too. Hey, Ice, hey, T.
Ice always says,
T.
Ice-T always said, call him Ice.
What if you're playing with Ice? Both of them?
Yeah, you're playing with Ice-T and Ice Cube. Yeah. Hey, not that Ice. You, Cube, keep driving. Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah, but he wouldn't be able to play in this
league. He's playing with him. He's playing with himself.
You have to be at least on basic cable to make it into this league. Jay Baruchel, Seth Rogen, and Carla Gallo are all here tonight from Undeclared. Big smash hit on Fox Tuesday nights, 8:30. Adam Sandler on tomorrow night. So went to the dentist today to get the oral surgery and immediately requested the nitrous.
Did you get it?
Well, no.
Oh. I wish your ads on the radio for some place it'll dope you up for nothing. It's like they advertise it, they'll dope you up for nothing.
Well, I said, you know, they get in these arguments with you there. You go, hey, could I have some nitrous? And they go, you don't need nitrous. And I go, yeah, but I like nitrous. And they go, yeah, but, you know, and then they try to do this to you, which I think is really dirty pool. We have kids. We have mothers in here. They don't take nitrous. I'm like, look, what is this, some kind of goddamn pass? I want nitrous. I said to the guy, I said, look, I've crawled under houses and dug footings with a coffee can, and I've had the crap beat out of me in a boxing ring many times. The question is not what I can take.
It's what you
want. Hey, if we were in a prison camp and we had no Novocaine and no anesthetic and you had to do it with some pliers, I could take it.
But they got it.
But you know what? I got a wallet.
Yeah.
We're in America.
You got a can of nitrous?
You got nitrous? Why test me?
Make it happen.
I even if I like it 1% better with the nitrous.
It's true, yeah.
Isn't it worth it? Why do I got to get the pussy dance because I want the nitrous? Drew, what is this? Hey, guys, look at me. You can do it. You can do it. Of course I can do it. Give me the nitrous, brother.
Anesthesia is dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Look, first off, you know.
You freaked out last time, by the way. You already had one negative experience.
I had a bad trip.
You freaked out on nitrous?
I started hearing echoing. Here's what the problem. Quite frankly, here was the problem.
Here's what it sounds like. No. Adam. Whoa.
Yeah. Here's what happened. Awesome. I had a bad trip. I had a sort of surreal trip. I went in and the guy had a thing of CDs.
Yeah.
Because he said, here's some headphones and a CD. This will relax you. I said, fine. I started looking around. They had all this crap. And I said, I need something to relax me. I need some classical or some jazz or something. And there was Manhattan Transfer. So I said, okay, this is a nice jazz group. Yeah. I'll put this in. I'm not a big Manhattan Transfer fan, but I know what they do, and I'll put in some jazz, and I'll relax. And I'm lying there, and it's like the middle of July, and the air conditioning's on the fritz, and it's really hot in there, and I'm sweating my ass off, and I'm listening to Manhattan Transfer, except for it's a Manhattan Transfer Christmas album.
Oh.
And now I got the nitrous pumping through me, and I'm hearing, like, chestnuts roasted on an open fire. And it's hotter than hell in the place. It's the middle of July, and this guy's digging away at my root canal, and I had a bad trip. That's all.
I
was echoing and stuff. I didn't jump up and rip stuff out of the nurse's hands or anything.
You tried to, but...
How dare you?
Pansy!
It was just weird. So this time he didn't have the nitrous, and he didn't have any either. And by the way, how do you not have nitrous when you do that for a living? Can't just keep a tank in the closet?
I'd have it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I told him I wanted it pumped right into the waiting room. I can loosen me up before I head in. Wouldn't that be nice just to work just a little of that in there just to kind of lighten the mood?
I've never had his laughing gas. Is that what
it yeah. Is? Yeah.
Never had it.
I've never had it either.
You know what it does is if they give you too much, you'll go out. But if they give you the right amount,
just below that,
you'll hover just around that sort of twilight of not in but not out. Have you ever been put under?
I live in that country.
Never had any surgery.
Yeah, I got my wisdom teeth out once.
When they put you out, nitrous is like when you're coming back.
Yeah.
And you hear people like talking.
Yeah.
But you go, I'm not going to respond yet. I'm not ready.
That was weird.
Jessica?
Hello?
It's good times.
Hi.
You're 24.
Turn on my radio really fast.
All right, hurry. Yeah.
Okay, hello?
What's up?
I'm not ready.
Go.
Okay. Hello. I'm on my period, and my boyfriend won't have sex with me. And he says that I can get pregnant, like, now more so than I can afterwards.
No.
But I say no.
That's not true.
It's 7 to 14 days.
That's right. Right? That's correct.
Yeah. He just doesn't want to deal with you.
It's more like your mess.
Okay. And so, like, right now, I could not get pregnant. Just because I'm on my period.
No, not that you can't, but you're less likely to than
less likely to than 7 to 14 days after, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Or roughly, you know, it's marked around 16, 18
days.
Well,
isn't the body sort of like flushing everything out? I mean,
yeah, but you can still be ovulating.
Really?
Yeah. It could be sitting in the tube.
But could it attach? I mean, could it?
If it sits up there for 3 days, and I mean, it can come down over the course of 3 days, and then the sloughing could have stopped, then it can attach.
All right. But listen. You're probably not going to get pregnant. He knows this. He's just working an angle.
Yeah.
Do you want him to have sex with you while you're on your period?
Yes, I want to get laid tonight.
Someone are more into it during their period.
Oh, yeah.
They're
exactly. He's like, I just don't want it. And I'm like, okay, well. And then he pulls out that crap about that, and I know that's not true.
Okay, but you're really busting the guy's chops. I mean, you can understand this, right?
I've been busting chops for like 3 days now.
Right, but can't you get yourself a vibrator or something?
Well, yeah, that was
wait a minute.
Tonight, but I want to get laid tonight.
Yeah, Adam, you're always telling the women to hold still.
You stinking whore.
Hold still and just you know, take it.
I know, but this... Thank you, Drew. but wait a minute. This crosses the line for the guy. This goes against
maybe
his
sensibilities.
Maybe it crosses
the line for women, too, though. That's something that they don't feel comfortable with, but you just tell them.
Okay.
Hold on. That's different.
It's
that's
very different for you, your perception.
No, it's not
women,
different.
It may not be different.
This involves a third party, namely blood. Do you understand?
Morris T.
You
blood.
Idiot. Morris T. Blood. That's right. Hey, Jessica?
Yeah.
Is your... are you... Listen, here's what I want to ask you.
Okay.
Do you feel like you need to make a point with this guy?
Okay. No.
I mean, does he need to prove it just a little bit?
No, I just want to have sex.
That's it.
He's more aroused.
You're
now.
Just horny and you want to have sex.
Exactly.
And you would really, truly be angry or upset with him, or you wouldn't understand it if he didn't want to do this during this time of the month?
Yes, I would.
You really would?
Yeah.
What about anal? Does he get that?
Oh, of course. That's, wow. You know, that's not
you're,
the point.
You're just you're like a store that never closes.
Exactly.
You're wide open for business.
With a front and back door.
Christmas, holidays, whatever. Door's always open.
He's out there yelling.
Let me talk to him.
You want to talk to him?
Can I talk to him?
That's cool because he wants to talk to you anyway. So.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
What's his name?
His name's Eric.
He doesn't want to sleep with her, period.
Yeah, but he doesn't mind having anal sex, but he minds there being some blood.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Well, that pisses me off.
But see? Yeah.
But we know he's a horny guy. This just bothers him.
If you had something funny coming out of your penis, and you still want to have sex.
That's right.
And you'd be
I would understand she didn't want
penis.
To.
That's the whole point. I never shoot blood out of my penis. That's
but if
point.
You did, wouldn't you want still her to have sex with you?
I can understand why she wouldn't.
But you would understand if she didn't give you a beat. DJ that night with a stream of blood coming out of your penis.
Yeah, what she's if you're, not asking for
what
that,
if you're
though.
Bleeding, like you have a cut, and you're like, oh my God, help me, and she's like, ew, your blood. That's how I see it. I get offended.
Well, actually, I can pull a special
Carl's into this.
Because I do have something that's kind of related to that.
What?
Okay, I have a piercing and ampling, which is, you know, at the head of the penis, as I'm sure Drew knows.
Oh, dear God.
And
you're gay.
Every once in a while, like, when we're really going at it, and you know how sometimes you kind of pop out and then get going back in before you see where it's...
Hold on, let me get the trash can. Go ahead.
So you rip it out?
Well, every once in a while, no, I'll just notice, like, a trace of blood in my semen. Now, is that from the piercing kind of
no.
moving around in the inside, or...
No.
So it looks like Thousand Island?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Cheesecake yogurt, kind of.
Okay.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Listen, what is, you got some kind of, I picture just an apartment filled with hepatitis and fecal matter. there's no kids in around there, are there?
No. We're anti-breeding.
Okay. Well, listen.
Not good.
Long-time jacker, first time getting through.
Okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to say.
It's not the ample angle. It's probably something ought to be checked out. But it's probably nothing. Probably broken blood vessel.
Here's the deal: you got a chick who's built for speed, and that means once in a while, you get burned. You know what I mean? You got to put out during these periods. You get the butt love, you get the piercings, you get the crazy sex. You might get a little threesome coming up and a little bi thing. You might be get to film something, but now it's time to pay the fiddler.
I feel like if I was willing to stick a metal rod through it, I'd be willing to stick it anywhere.
Yeah, that's a good, very good point.
Yeah.
So I'm coming around, and I'm saying that he should now have sex with her in a period.
Condom.
All right, but she'd probably be offended by that.
No, condom.
We'll take a break. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. I like that song. What band is that? Oh, that's Pennywise, huh? I like that song. It's Loveline. Yeah. Fletcher puked on Drew. That's why he's playing there. Undeclared is the show we're talking about. Tuesday nights, 8:30 on Fox. Adam Sandler on tomorrow night's episode. Jay, Seth, and Carla are all here from the show. Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tori Amos coming in here on Wednesday, Tuesday. Aisha Tyler. Who is that? Oh, for me?
Talk Sue.
Oh, Talk Sue.
Oh.
Yeah, I know her.
Lovely woman.
Yeah, she's kind of foxy.
Yeah, I mean.
Nice rack, good looking.
Goofy.
Yeah, it's always weird when
Carl likes that in a woman.
Well, I like pretty goofy girls. I think that's great.
Yeah, it's nice for you to be pretty and goofy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or just pretty goofy.
You know. Though, here's the sad reality. For guys, doesn't help them at all. I mean, doesn't help their stock at all.
Goofy?
Could hurt them a little bit.
Ask Jay. Or,
here's that.
No. For a guy can work it. Now, here's what I'm saying. If we're talking about our attraction to a woman, if she's really hot, that's enough. If she's hot and has a great sense of humor... She's still just hot.
It's true.
Now we got to deal with the sense of humor.
Yeah, it means like, she's smart is
yeah,
the problem.
Oh, crap. Funnier than I am. That's the only thing I had on it. Yeah, it doesn't. What I mean is, like, you could take, like, a guy who wasn't very attractive, but he had a great sense of humor, and all of a sudden he was an 8 or a 9.
Yeah,
a chick
true.
Who looked like an 8 or a 9 and a great sense of humor
was still
an 8 or a 9.
Maybe even down.
But could go down to a 7.
Could go down.
That's right. I don't know if you're cracking any penis jokes when I'm trying to get a BJ. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah, Tom's the man. What's up?
David?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
What's happening? You're 32.
Got a question for you. I've got a fetish. I'd like to try to hook up with a woman who's lactating. I was wondering if there's any risk of HIV transmission or any other type of STD from that.
My understanding is HIV is not in breast milk, but that certainly is not completely risk-free, I don't believe. I don't believe hepatitis C can be transmitted that way. B could be. That's about it. What else?
Now, do you have to, can you get like a wet nurse, or where do you find these lactating women? I mean, do they have to be pregnant or a year or so after pregnancy? I mean, how does this work? There's a window, I mean, is what I'm saying.
Is it also possible to induce lactation in someone who does not have a baby?
How?
Yeah, some women.
Yeah.
Actually, just irritating the nipples can do that.
You work them enough. You got like some vice grips.
You
got
to milk them.
Yeah. But it's tough.
Yeah.
It's not like milking a cow. It's like milking a dog or something.
Milking a lady.
You got to work
milking
them.
A lady.
Yeah. Hey, David.
Yes.
Did your mom breastfeed you?
No, I wasn't.
Interesting. Now, you think maybe this is it? You feel like you're making up?
Possibly, probably going back to my roots.
Bad childhood?
What is this? No. And what is this?
And what about women with larger breasts? Do they seem to do this more readily?
Lactate more readily?
Yeah. No?
I don't know that.
Hey, David?
Yes.
You know, they got those magazines and movies and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you look at those? You get those?
I have seen them. They're pretty hot.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's your thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, Drew, tell me about it. So, the chances of him finding just a regular chick who's not pregnant or who didn't just give birth recently.
Or just finish breastfeeding.
To get to lactate for him is going to be slim to none,
remote.
Right?
I mean, there are women on medication that will lactate. Certain medication, particularly antipsychotic medication, will cause lactation.
Perfect.
So they're not psychotic, which is perfect.
One of them is. Thyroid can make people lactate. Thyroid problems.
But David, this is going to be a tough row to hoe for you, you know?
So to speak.
Yeah. It'd be easier. Can't just get into feet or something?
Tough hoe to row.
You know, it's going to be a long life for you. I mean, a long and uncomfortable life.
Keep his wife pregnant all the time.
Do you ever just put milk on them?
Well, it's more something I just want to try. It's not like the only thing I'm into.
What are the other things you're into?
Oh, just the normal straight type of activities, but just something I've always wanted to try.
So you've never done it?
No.
Oh.
Always wanted to try.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
I can get her pregnant.
Well, that's probably further down the road.
I see.
Do you want to cheat on your girlfriend?
No.
Does she know you like it?
So yep. Why are you calling about this?
He's into it. Who knows?
Always wanted to try it. How would that work?
It's just something I've never heard about as far as like the risk of transmission, because you always talk about safe sex and condoms.
So you're making this call up to try to discuss the risks of...
I was just more curious. Is that possible as a source of transmission?
He's just making it
no.
up.
He just All right, it let's up. Just go with no. But yeah. If you got your girlfriend pregnant, Drew,
yeah.
or your wife pregnant, how long would it take before... she would lactate? At what stage? At what point?
I think by 3 months it's starting to...
All right. And when do they cut the abortion thing off? I got a plan here. he may have like a hell of a weekend. You know, if he could time it just right.
It's by the hour.
Yeah.
See, 3 hours of milk for the deadline.
Right. I mean, wait. He goes to one of these states that has the second trimester abortion, yeah. So he gets a good 3 months of milking.
3 months of milk.
See, them hens are laying. Jesus Christ! Wait a minute. All right, got the partridge and the pear tree. That song is—it just sounds like a bad mushroom trip or something. The partridge is in the pear tree, and the maids are milking, and the hens are laying, and the.
There's ducks swinging. Is there swinging ducks?
I don't think there's any swinging.
Is there anything like doves?
I'm Jewish.
Doves.
Drew, what is that? The geese are laying.
Yeah.
The geese are laying. The milks, milk and maids. The
Five golden rings.
Four hummingbirds.
Birds are humming.
No.
Four hummingbirds.
No, not hummingbirds. Hold on. It's not hummingbirds.
Turtle doves, baby. Turtle doves.
Calling birds?
Turtle doves?
Turtle right. doves. There's something to do with turtle
We're going to work this out. We're going to work
What's
this
a
out.
Turtle dove?
It's a dove turtle.
Calling birds. Three.
Brian, 15.
Chance. Two turtle doves.
Brian?
Yeah.
What's up there, Brian? 15.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend is, like, stalking me, and, like, I don't know what to do about it.
Okay.
How long has she been your ex?
For probably about 4 months now.
How long did you date her for?
6 months.
And have you told anyone that she's doing this?
Just some of my friends.
Why don't you tell some adults?
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. What's she doing?
Like, she's been following me around to school, vandalizing my stuff, coming over to my house, like, every other hour sometimes. She's broken my bedroom window, like, twice.
Whew. Wow, that's serious.
I think that's real stalking. I think you don't know what she's capable of. And there's something called psychotic stalking, where people will really lose it and do scary and dangerous things. And it's time that you at least give her the opportunity to get some help, mm-hmm. if not protect yourself.
Okay.
You've got to tell someone. This is not right, Brian.
I got this song in my head. I'm trying to figure out about the hummingbirds, and I know it doesn't work. So.
Calling birds.
What I said. Yeah. I did say calling birds.
At some point.
Don't make us play the tape. Anderson, back me up with the calling birds. Okay. Hey, Brian?
Yeah?
All right. What do you talk to her at all?
No, I've done it a couple times.
Do you like yell at her and tell her to stop following you?
Yeah.
What does she say?
She says okay, but she keeps doing it.
Do you have any? How are her parents? What's her home life like?
I wouldn't know really.
Mm-hmm. You dated for 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
You didn't wonder about that?
Not really.
Oh, right.
He never went to her house.
No wonder she
stalked once or twice, but her parents weren't there.
No wonder she's stalking him now. It's quite a catch.
6 months.
That's a long time for.
Yeah, for a 15-year-old. Okay, so what should he do?
The 30th.
You got to tell us, and that'll got to take care of this. She's got to get
like
help.
Who?
Counselor? Her parents, your parents, someone at school you trust, someone you trust, adult to take care of this.
When do you call the cops?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, if she comes to trespassing, call the police.
All right. I just don't like calling the cops for everything.
Oh.
I hate that plan. I just think people use the cops like like police.
Like they're policing us?
Yeah. They're using the cops to police us, you know?
I know.
And I think that's a very slippery slope.
Me too. Because then what?
Yeah. Because eventually they'll turn into law enforcement personnel, and then it's over. Jeremy?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Turn your radio down.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put him back on hold.
Now, here we go.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Is this Adam?
Yes. Go.
Okay, Adam. Hey, I got a couple buddies here. I mean, we were brainstorming. We know what to call the rackheads from Afghanistan.
Oh, God. Oh,
jeez.
This is going to be clever. Hold on. grab your pen now.
Yeah, this is the time.
Yeah, this is going to be a keeper. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what you want to call him is Haji. You call him Haji.
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 This was a brainstorm?
Yeah. Yeah, this was a brainstorm.
There were several minds towards this culmination.
Right.
Okay. You spell that Haddji, all right?
Right.
Now,
right.
That's for the people in Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, the ones that...
Which is a large percent of the listeners.
You have a pretty good listenership over there. Be careful.
With the Twin Towers and everything, that's what you're supposed to call those guys.
All right, and anything else, Jeremy?
That's a slang term.
Thanks.
No, that's it.
Thanks, Jeremy. Right.
Are you a Pendleton? Or,
Jesus,
that's a good that's quite the
that's
thinking
funny.
Tank.
Yeah. There you go.
This may be the guys going over there.
So we call him Haji, but we put the emphasis on the G.
I don't know.
So it's funny that way.
Yeah.
I was thinking about our buddies, the drill sergeants, the other day.
The guys from, what show was that?
Mari Povich? They were good drill sergeants.
Boot camp?
Boot camp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah,
got another question, weirdo.
Bring it up.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Bring it up.
Get out of my face right now. Push, you nasty dang.
We want to puke. That was during the commercial when producer Ann asked they wanted more coffee. Wait, you should have heard them cranked up when they were on the air. I mean, they're wild.
They yell, those guys.
Jenny?
Jenny 21. Jenny?
Oh, I was on their phones.
Jenny? There she is. Jenny?
Why do you say there she is?
I heard her for a second.
You heard nothing. Corey?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
My girlfriend keeps asking me to have sex, and I try, but I can't get an erection. And I have no problem getting an erection when she gives me oral sex or when she touches me, and I've been told it's because I get high or whatever.
You get high?
Yeah.
You mean you smoke a lot of pot?
Just not a lot, every now and then. Not like every day.
Every other day?
No, just like on special occasions.
Like your birthday?
Like Wednesdays?
No, not like Wednesdays, like on Christmas maybe.
Okay.
And like on my birthday.
Christmas.
That's not going to do that.
It's not.
Yeah.
I've been told it was because of that and because I've never had sex before.
Well, that'll do that, because you get a little freaked out, and it can have performance anxiety. Yeah, sure, that can happen.
And
but your penis works fine with the oral sex?
Yeah.
Do you have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, you're ahead of the curve for most 15-year-olds. You're doing all right. And the hand gets you going, too, right?
Yeah.
But just not the intercourse?
No.
But how do you know? I mean, have you gotten it in there?
Well, we've tried many times.
And it doesn't It doesn't, it stops work. I mean, what if she gave you some oral sex, got you going, and then you did it?
We've tried.
Nothing?
It just quits in between.
Hmm. And you're on no medication?
No.
How long is that period in between? Because I've gotten that shaved down to just a couple heartbeats from like a pigeon, you know, from the oral to the part where I'm in.
That's the dash.
Yeah. I mean, what's going on? It's not a lot of downtime there. It can, you know, literally be just a couple of seconds.
Well, we have to change positions, and she has to take off her clothes and all of this.
Yeah, maybe you want to start planning with her, you know.
Yeah.
Getting out of the jumpsuit and long johns.
Aim to cut down that time.
Right.
That should be the goal. All
right.
Ever take the knee-high boots off and the stockings and leggings and all that before the BJ. And then while... See, because once you get it in and it's erect, it comes right back to life. It's like it's like Superman getting into like a lead vault. You know, when
the kryptonite's
draining it, zapping his strength. Once you get in, you immediately get your powers.
Yeah, solitude. Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
it is.
I have another question.
Yeah.
There is a girl on the set, right?
On the set?
Yeah, where y'all are at.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. She told me that she was on birth control, but she also told
the
other
same girl
that she was lying. And she got very upset when she asked me if we were to have sex, if we were going to use a condom, and I said yes.
Wait, say that one more time? She said she...
She told him she was using birth control pill. She told other people she wasn't. She became angry when he said he wanted to use a condom.
And she...
What does that mean?
She has been lately talking about kids.
Oh, use one.
I would, yeah. Use the condom.
And how old is she?
She's 17.
Christ. That's no good.
And what do you mean talking about kids? Like,
hey, look at that kid. I want a kid.
No. Definitely use a condom.
All right. Well, this could be one of the reasons your penis isn't working either.
It can sense. It has spider senses.
Smarter than you. Yes, it knows. It knows like a dog knows. My penis knows when there's going to be an earthquake. It hides up my ass. I did. I woke up with my penis up my ass. I didn't know what it was doing there, and I found out we had a tremor that night. Yeah.
It was also full moon.
It knew it. So you know your penis and balls act weird before an earthquake?
I thought it was just when it came around water.
Yeah.
Is it defining right?
Yeah, it finds water.
Yeah, you're right. The penis finds water, and the balls act strange during the
I get that around the finish.
Yeah.
People from Finland, I mean.
Yeah. All right, so do we help him other than to say, do not get her pregnant, and maybe it's good that your penis is not functioning, but
it's going to slow him down. That condom is going to...
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's valuable time.
I was about to say,
have it
totally
on while
screwed.
While he's getting the blow job.
Oh, that's nice. She's not going to want to do that.
They do in the various...
what?
Parlors.
And then, you know, but that's... And then, see, so like when he's ready, then they stick it in. It's all ready.
Right. Now, here's what I was thinking, though. I thought that suggestion is good, but he's not using it for protection. He's using it for speed. So what if she could get her head up under the condom and give him oral... Like some kind of bad Howie Mandel bit, you know?
There's no bad
Howie
Mandel.
Exactly.
I know. But, no, you're right. Howie's a genius. True. But touche. But this one would be a bad one if he actually slid the condom over his head and stuffed the penis up in there.
In there with it.
I would go to see that concert. That giant
that
bag.
That could be just what he needs.
Shaped like a hand.
That could be the comeback. Right?
How are we going to breathe some life in it? Yes, this is not the 80s anymore. You need a dick shoved up into that condom that's on your head.
Start giving blowjobs, Howie.
Joe?
Yes.
You're 34. What's up?
Well, I hear you guys talk a lot about how it's totally abnormal for women to lactate if they've never been pregnant.
Wait a minute. We didn't say anything like that.
We didn't say totally abnormal.
We just said that it's unusual and it can be caused by just irritating the breast, the nipple.
But I hear you, Dr. Drew, say frequently that it's something that you haven't heard of typically, that you would have to be caused by some other factor.
No, I didn't say that. I said you want to have that evaluated if you have that. You want to get your thyroid checked. You want to get your prolactin levels checked. The medication causes. There's a lot. It is a medical problem when you have that. And once that's all been ruled out, then it's whatever it is. It's just maybe just be irritation of the nipple.
Well, but so I've had it for like 12 years right now, and it's not like...
Have you had it evaluated?
I've had it evaluated like three different times because
okay,
I listen
so
to
it's,
your show and
so
it makes me
so
like, oh my God, the doctors keep misdiagnosing.
So it's nothing.
Do you drink a ton of milk?
I do.
Could be that.
Just run off or it actually gets processed through the body.
I was going to say you should set her up with the guy.
That- yeah. You single, Joe?
Not exactly looking for that man.
Oh, you're not?
He's looking for you.
Also, I wanted to ask you guys...
well, wait a second, Joe, just to finish, because we get this a lot. First, you know, you're a freak, right? So we can't account for that, is what I'm saying.
Freak because?
Well, not one out of every, I don't know how many, but it's probably 750 to 1,000.
One in 10.
Nah, he was doing that to make you feel good, so you'd pay and just get the hell out of there. It's not one in 10. No, I mean, how much lactation do you do?
It has to be stimulated in order to do so, and it's only a couple drops.
All right. Still, one in 10 women who are not pregnant, who have no like tumors or thyroid problems or on some kind of medication, I don't think it's one in 10 of those women.
How many of your friends talk about having this, for instance?
Well, it's not exactly something you bring up with all of them.
Well, they would if they...
Well, hold on. You're on a radio show right now talking about it.
She only has 9 friends.
So she did the math. Yeah. All right, Joe. But anyway, what Drew is saying and what we do on the show frequently is we don't cover every base. We say most women do not do this, and that is still true. But as I was saying, there are magazines dedicated to this, and Drew was saying if there's enough stimulation, and that just happens to be you. So what is your next question?
My next question is just when people call up and they have been sexually molested or whatever,
how come
you guys don't push that they go after their attacker more?
You mean to go back and confront them?
No, to actually prosecute them or try and take it to some limit where they get to feel some kind of, I don't know, success about it. I mean, I haven't been sexually molested, but I was a teacher that had a lot of children there that were, and it's like, it just seems that it would empower them so much to be able to do something
about
it.
You know why, Joe? Yeah, you know why? It doesn't. If it did, we would. But it doesn't really do anything to them in terms of their recovery.
Are you on disability?
No, I'm not on disability.
You're working with kids now?
I'm working with kids now? No.
What happened?
With teaching?
Yeah.
I didn't get paid enough. I live in Silicon Valley.
I see. So, you got a better job?
Sounds ironic.
All right. Well, listen, here's most of the people we talk to who were molested, these are situations that happened like 15 or 20 years ago sometimes.
Did somebody not know who it was?
Really crazy long times ago.
You can't prove it.
They start, it was my grandfather and he's dead, or he did get prosecuted, or my uncle shot him or something.
Yeah, when they go back and confront them, it really doesn't do much for them.
Or just, I mean, if they go back and they say, hey, you jerk, you did this to me, well, not that kind of confronting, and I think they get confused with that, but if there were some steps anywhere where they could say, these are the choices that you do have if you want to take legal process against them, then I feel like that could empower them.
It doesn't do anything for them in terms of their recovery. I mean, people that run recovery, you know, survivor recovery programs, that's not the focus of the treatment at all because it doesn't do much for them. Their brain has been configured as a result of this, and that needs to be reprocessed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about prosecuting, and it's not about vengeance. It's not about any of that.
Well, look, don't get us wrong. I'd like these people dead.
And we've said that all the time.
Essentially,
yeah.
And I always make that point. But it's just usually so distant, so far away. The person's dead half the time. If anything happens where someone is sexually abused or raped or something, and there's some possibility that they can go back and prosecute or bring these people to justice somehow,
of course.
We do suggest that, unless, of course, it's me. You know, I got cable TV shows. So you just, you know, turn the other cheek. In that case, you know, chalk that up.
Think
to
of all
experience.
The good he's doing now.
That's right. You're not paying for this yeah, radio show, exactly. Yet there's some entertainment and information being put forth. Drew, you want to take a break?
Mm-hmm.
All right, who are we going to talk to when we come back?
That's a curtain.
Drew just puts the sticker by the thing and then lets me do it. You don't want to sell it, Drew?
Oh, he wants to thank you for turning his life around.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let me just say hi to Chris. Hey, buddy.
Hi, how's it going?
What's happening, champ? You want to thank me for turning your life around?
Yeah, I was listening to the show last year, and I just broke my ankle, and I was on a track scholarship. And because of that, I couldn't go to the university, and I just didn't feel like going, and I was depressed. And the show with the drill instructors from boot camp was on.
No, turn your life around. Hold on a second. We'll see if we can't turn it back again and get you heading down the wrong path. Undeclared is the show we're talking about tonight. We got half the cast in, and we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll get back with Kurt after this.
Hello. This is your radio. Radio.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I like this riff, too. This is Booba Stink. Booba Stink.
Stink.
Stink. Stink. All right. Well, they'll be in here in a couple of weeks or days something like that, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we run into them on Saturday?
We did. They came up and introduced themselves.
Good song.
Yeah.
Jay, Seth, and Carla are all here from Undeclared, Fox's new hit, Tuesday nights. That was an interesting cadence to that applause there. Wasn't really a partisan crowd there. There were some folks who weren't excited about the show in that crowd. Let me hear that again. Oh, I see. I'm just milking it. 8:30, Tuesday nights on Fox. Top three, by the way. I mean, the Fox is the number three network now.
Oh, nice.
There you
crazy.
Go.
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're with ABC. You want to kill yourself about now,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Got Fox in there. Take down by Fox. You guys, although, speaking of Fox, you guys watch The Family Guy?
Yes.
I've seen Family Guy.
I love that show.
Very
unacceptable.
Funny. Very funny show.
I love that show.
That baby, that thing's genius. Oh, my God.
Very funny show.
One of the best animated shows.
Absolutely. Yeah. Drew,
and I think to myself, my God, wouldn't it be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual?
That's the funny baby.
Kurt?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. Just last year, like I said, I broke my ankle.
Oh, right, right.
And because of that, I tore some ligaments and tendons in my knee, and I couldn't go to college on my scholarship. And it was when you were really ranting and raving about 18-year-olds going into the military if they were just going to go to junior college anyways.
Right.
And the drill instructors from boot camp were on there, and they were just talking, and I was really out of it. I was just kind of moping around, not doing anything, and just the next morning I went to my local recruiters and signed up. And I just want to thank you a lot for that, because I probably would just end up being in junior college if it weren't for that.
That's right.
Motivate.
And so you signed up for which branch?
Air Force.
And and then what? What happened after that?
I had to wait till the middle of the summer because of my tech school. It doesn't start until the middle of January.
So now we're into last summer, right?
Yeah, this was in June that I decided to go in.
Right.
And I've just been waiting the summer, and I leave for a boot camp in 2 weeks.
And what are you going to learn? What are you going to study?
Military and
besides killing towel heads.
Yeah.
What's the
Hodges?
I mean, that's your major. That's it. You have an emphasis.
Intelligence.
Oh, intelligence. All right. All right, Kurt.
And then I had another question. Actually, it was my girlfriend's. She wanted to know why in the shower, if you fart, why is it more amplified? And I figured you'd be the person to ask.
That's acoustics, I'd
say. Yeah, that's acoustics.
The tile.
Your acoustics.
In
or Hodges.
Well, I meant like the smell.
More Hodges.
Hodges.
Why is the smell amplified?
Yeah.
Bathroom smell already anyway. Well,
is it because of the
contained?
Heat, the humidity?
Well, in the shower, you're in a closed space.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, you climb into a vacuum bag and blow wind, it's going to smell twice as bad than being in a blimp hanger. I mean, you got to do the math there, you know, in terms of cubic inches and volume and things like that. There's not much circulation going on, but the air is heavy and thick, too, you know?
Surprised you even thought of that.
It's good.
Okay, yeah, it was her question. She would have killed me if I hadn't asked.
Yeah,
okay.
I would like to, you know, my maid was at my house, and I had a little, I had some bad gas while my maid was at the house and upstairs. Yeah. I had to go going to the bathroom and, you know, clean myself out a little bit. And I was sitting there just praying she wasn't going to come back and, you know, hear a clamp. No, I did like a courtesy flush and stuff, but I didn't want her to hear what was going on in there. And, you know, you got the tile floor, the tile walls, the porcelain toilet. Acoustically, I mean, there's the only thing in there, I got a terry cloth bathrobe that's supposed to absorb, you know, all this sound. And it's not working. I tried to do the cheek spread, but it didn't work. It got made a flapping noise. All I'm saying is I would like to do up a bathroom like a recording studio.
Yeah, foam on the walls.
Put that.
That'd be great, actually. You could let loose.
Get that egg carton stuff on the ceiling and on the walls. Do that thing where they do in recording studios where they actually cut the slab so it's independent of the slab that the house is on so the sound waves don't reverberate.
You need the double door like this.
Double door with the pneumatic closer in there and it's all insulated.
Your ass can scream all at once and no one's going to hear.
In space. No,
you don't hear your ass scream.
Debbie, 41.
Be good. What is that, from Aliens?
Or
Alien?
Yeah.
That'd be great. We do like an alien porn movie called like Felchian. And the slug line is in space. No one can hear your ass scream. That'd be great.
It's farting into a vacuum.
Debbie.
Hi.
You're 41. What's up?
Yeah. Huge fan of your show. I listen every day. And my three teenage kids and I often discuss your program over breakfast.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm a social worker, and I do a lot of AIDS education, and I just wanted to put it out there that breast milk is one of the ways that HIV is transferred.
Well, it was thought to have been, but there was an article published just a couple of weeks ago that showed that risk was essentially nil.
Is that right?
And obviously, if your viral load is way up, everything's contagious. But and if I remember right, that study was on pregnant women who were under treatment. And I may be misspeaking a little bit, that suppression of the viral titers is necessary to take away the infectivity of breast milk. So somebody who didn't know they had HIV and was at a high level of viral replication might be contagious.
I saw that in a issue of Poppin' and Milkin'. I ran that article.
That's good. That's nice.
Yeah,
but it's I guess it's a controversial thing. So, but it's certainly worth people being aware of it. That's for sure.
Sure.
And worrying about any body fluid.
No, I mean for mothers who might breastfeed,
any guys like that that gentleman who called.
Right. Very normal guy.
Yeah. How bad would it be if Darwin just shot him a little shot of lactated in his mouth and got rid of him, though? You know what I'm saying? Is that such a bad thing?
I don't know.
Don't we need to thin the herd just a little bit that way?
Yeah. You've never heard Adam speak about genetic engineering of giant populations before?
Yeah, I got plans.
One day.
You know, hey, you okay there, Debbie?
I'm good.
Hey, thanks. Debbie. Hey, how old are your kids?
20, 18, and 16.
Wow.
You guys, you sit down for breakfast and you break off in discussion groups about what went on Loveline the night before?
Yeah, we do.
That's
we
nice.
Do. It's pretty cool.
All right.
Make sure you talk about the farting into space thing.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring that up.
Are they all boys? Three boys?
Two older are boys and the youngest is a girl.
Wow.
All right there, Debbie.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care of yourself. You know, I don't know why I thought of this, but maybe it had to do with population control. But and then Hitler, popped into my mind. I was, I went to the dentist today, and I got all screwed up, and so I just went home and popped some pills and decided to watch the History Channel, and they had a special on Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
It's always funny when they do these things like where you can really get to know the real Hitler.
Behind the mustache.
Yeah, right. Here's what you didn't know about Hitler. It's great. And there's this one part, I just turned it on, and they were talking about the Kristallnacht, when they
broke the glass.
They broke all the glass. And Drew, you're half Jew. What are you giving that? What are you looking so confused for?
Tell me,
I don't know, 1938, maybe 1937, I don't know, maybe 1939, just sort of right before World War II, the Germans took to the streets, and they went to the Jewish area, and they broke all the glass, and the Kristallnacht means like a night of broken glass, mm-hmm. And 91 Jews were killed, and that should have been... Wow. Anderson, what the hell was that?
I didn't do that.
All right. 91 Jews just died listening to that. And that should have been, people should have known there was trouble afoot when this went on, but nobody paid attention to it. You don't know about that, Drew?
It's right. Jarring my memory now.
Okay, so the point is they said that a lot of people figured that Hitler was behind this and that he had called this and sort of gotten the whole anti-Semitic thing rolling, and then mm-hmm. that bled into World War II. But then they had some old guy who was like one of Hitler's wingmen in Hitler's posse.
Yeah.
and his name was
Entourage.
Ice Helmet, I think the guy's name was. So they talked to him. He was a guy in his 80s, you know, and he was like, no. Hitler had nothing to do with this. Hitler didn't even know about it. As a matter of fact, Hitler was upset when he found out. So he was basically defending Hitler, and I thought, that's a good angle, except for the part where he then exterminating 6 million Jews a few months later. You know, I mean, other than that, great angle on the defense, you know.
But he didn't break the windows.
Right. It was just funny to hear the guy. He was indignant, and he was a little upset. Not my Hitler. No, he had nothing to do with it. How dare you accuse him of this? He had nothing to do with this.
Teddy Vandalism.
As a matter of fact, I can tell you where he was. He was designing an oven to burn Jews at the time. It was nowhere near this. So, which is funny to hear the guy really defending him.
Don't you besmirch the good name of Hitler.
Yeah, 6 million, not 6 million in 91, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it right. All right. Jenny?
Hi.
You're 21?
Yeah, I have a question for you guys. My boyfriend's 32, and we both talk about having a threesome, and I wanted to know what the probability of the relationship surviving if we actually did do that.
Surviving to what? To marriage and longevity?
Yeah. Like the future.
It's got to approach zero.
It's point something.
It has to get near zero. I see relationships that will have a sort of a balance for a while that they can maintain with those kinds of behaviors, but I don't see them going long.
Well,
so it would be better leaving it as a fantasy than actually.
It would be better, but then we're kind of worried about what's up here, that this guy is so into this and you're so even considering it.
What's up? Whose idea is this, Jenny?
Well, he's really into doing it, and I'm open to it. I'm more nervous about it, which is why I'm calling.
Right.
But he's more into it than I am.
Well, I got a couple of thoughts. One is we always hear about this screwing up the relationship because what happens is they have the threesome. The guy pays a little too much attention to the chick. The chick freaks out.
They just have feelings.
They start arguing about it. Feelings come up, and they break up 2 months later. But if they just kept having threesomes, I think they could push through.
They're
on to their next threesome.
Exactly.
We have seen those that they...
No, we haven't.
Yeah, where they develop sort of a homeostasis where they're in balance for a while, but eventually the house of cards falls.
Look, if you got a new threesome going every weekend, I think you could ride that horse for a long time.
Every once in a while, I'd see on the taxi...
My fear would be getting jealous afterwards. Like, it's very interesting to me at the time, but...
Boy, is he working it? He won't even let her talk on the phone.
Yeah, he wants to... He's saying that he wants to get it out of his system before he gets married.
Oh, see that? Hold on.
What?
This is an interesting carrot to dangle in front of a woman, which is, look... I'd love to marry you. I'd love to buy you jewelry. I'd love to keep you at home, make babies and all that. I got a little laundry list here.
Stipulation.
Yeah, let's check it off. So you've got a threesome.
Jeez.
Your kid's sister.
Mom.
I got to talk to her.
Mom.
That's right. And just a few more. It's a couple chicks from high school I got to check off the list.
Anal's on the list here.
Golden shower. The lactating chicks, I got that. We got the... I'd like to give you that gingivitis of your crotch, or what the hell?
The vaginal
E. coli. I got just a few things to check off the list here, and then we can go ahead and get married.
Because I love you that much.
To get it out of his system.
It's interesting, gingivitis and vaginitis. Just switch that B and that G around, boy.
Yeah, that's why they don't do live TV anymore.
But here, Jenny, you need to. If he needs to get things out of his system, you need to break up for a little while, and he needs to get it out of his system, and then you guys get back together.
Okay,
all right.
That's how you do
Thank
that.
You.
It probably is not going to work.
It's not good.
I know he's upset.
It's not
about
good
this.
To hang with him while he's getting stuff out of his system.
What does he get to do with the chick though? While you're there,
I don't. Pretty much everything.
If he doesn't get to do everything, then he'll have to go back again and get out of the system.
There'll still be some in his system.
Right. It's still, there's still some that needs to be bled out of the system. Yeah. I know how that goes.
I didn't get to crap on her.
That's right. Oh, well, technically, but just once.
It was a little one.
All right.
Well, you guys helped me a lot.
All right. He's going to kill himself. We're going to take a little break. Cast of Undeclared is here tonight, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeremy McGrath, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Jeremy McGrath, everybody. The world's greatest supercross rider. Jay, Seth, and Carla are all here from Undeclared, 8:30 Tuesday nights, Fox. Tomorrow's a big episode starring or co-starring Adam Sandler, or guest starring Adam Sandler.
All three.
Drew?
Yep.
Ready to hop back here. Aisha Tyler in here from Talk Soup tomorrow night, and Tori Amos in here from wherever she's from Mars. On Wednesday night, because she's like the world's weirdest chick. She could really give. Who the hell am I trying to think? Bjork. She could give Bjork a run for her money in the crazy
you know
department.
What? No, Bjork's got it hands down. Hands down.
Bjork seems nuts
with that dress. Mm-hmm.
Bjork's name is Bjork.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. All right. Yeah. Bjork is crazier, but she could give her a run.
She came in here last time. She had a battery pack on to give her like some magnetic energies that she needed.
A battery pack?
Right.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Cool. There you go.
There you go.
A battery pack.
Steven?
Yeah.
What's up?
Sometimes when I have sex, I'm uncircumcised, and the skin on my penis, it gets like pulled and it hurts.
That's one of the drawbacks of having foreskin is it can tear and can narrow and become pain in the neck in terms of getting the head of the penis out of the foreskin. And sometimes that's even an indication for circumcision if that really starts tearing a lot and narrowing and hurting.
You can still get a circumcision after?
Sure.
I mean,
oh yeah, anytime you want.
Wow.
I know a guy who was circumcised when he was 13.
Really?
Yeah. And he said it wasn't that bad. I never believed him, but he claimed it wasn't that bad.
Was this a gardening accident, or did he choose?
Yeah, he started it. They finished it.
He actually did it at his bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
What should I do?
Just don't worry about it. Keep it stretched out. Keep it a lot of, like, lubricated.
Work some mink oil into it. You got to loosen it up.
Ouch.
But if it really starts tearing and narrowing, that's something you ought to see a urologist about.
Okay. Quick comment. Because of you guys, I quit my delinquency days.
Hey, what were you doing?
Lots of stuff. And you guys just really helped.
All right. Thanks, Steven.
So thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steven.
All right. You have a good day.
Take care.
We rarely get that, believe it or not, on this show. We've had two tonight.
And all of his victims, thank you.
That's right. It's potential victims.
Future victims,
Matt?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
Let's see. You got a crush on a female friend?
Yeah.
And how long have you known her?
We've been friends for about 2 years.
And you've always liked her?
Yeah.
And she hasn't known about it?
Well, she knows about it. And we've talked about it a lot, and she feels the same way.
Hmm. Right.
But you're just
talking about it, huh?
That's when you kiss her.
And we're, like, really good friends.
Yeah, she doesn't want to ruin the friendship, I bet. She's giving me that.
It's not just that. I mean, I don't really know if I really want to get into another relationship.
Right. You're 18. Two's enough.
I mean...
Ride it out to the grave without having any kind of meaningful bond with another woman. You're right.
I mean, I went to basic training over the summer for the Army.
Yeah.
And while I was there, I was engaged.
To somebody else.
I was engaged when I left. Right. And that pretty much got broke off while I was gone.
And so now
Now I'm kind of scared to get into another relationship.
Well, were you going off somewhere again?
No, I mean, I was just going to basic training.
Right, but they got to ship you out to kill the towel heads, right?
Well, I'm an airborne ranger. That could happen.
So. That's good. All right, well, now, so, all right, so you got your heart broken, but you get right back on that horse.
Yeah.
If she's into you... Which I worry that she's not, because the
too
fact
much talking.
That this thing's been in the planning stage for 2 years, like it's some kind of experimental rocket or something.
I mean, this has only come up like within the last month.
That you told her how you were feeling.
Yeah, I mean, we've come, and she said that she's felt the same way for a long time.
But not about you, just about in general. She's had these feelings of love.
I had that happen.
Not specifically you, but
she
yes,
loves coffee.
I know so what you're talking about. I have this feeling about dark chocolate.
Yeah. You, Matt, prevented it from going to the next step. Is that right?
Well, I mean, I kind of want to, but I kind of don't. I don't
you,
know.
Right. Answer my question. Hey, Matt, answer my question. You prevented it from going to the next step.
I don't see how.
Okay.
She prevented it from going to the next level.
Man, go ahead and give it a shot, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Go big or go home, right?
That's right.
If she stopped from going to the next level, it's because she's not into you quite that way.
All right.
You stopped it. Then you got some control.
Just go give it a shot.
All right.
Go give it a try. Yeah, life's too short.
Yeah.
You don't know. A chute could malfunction.
I'm kind of worried about
you know what I mean? I mean, you don't know.
The world is your oyster.
That's right.
I mean, because that's all the world is.
I know I was kidding when I said that. I know I was not serious. I just couldn't have been.
Hey, we're done.
Michelle, what? We're done with the show? Michelle?
Yeah.
You do ecstasy?
Yeah.
And your boyfriend doesn't and he can't keep hard?
Right, he can't get an erection, and I've asked my friends. Nobody else has had a problem with that. I mean,
all right, well, he's a lightweight. You got to get him off that, and stop doing that ecstasy. It screws up your brain. And then she's calling from Hawaii, saying she don't really need her brain over there. It's pretty much just about like carving canoes and eating koi and stuff. There's nothing going on over there. You just have to know where stuff is, like the volcanoes over there, and the ocean's that way. But
the beach is every way.
Really, if there was a state where you didn't need your brain, would it be Hawaii? All right, but, you know, take it easy. You may come back to the mainland one day. Right. We'll be back. Undeclared, everybody. That is the show we should all go out and watch tomorrow night. Adam Sandler will guest star in it.
Adam Carolla someday.
One day.
Oh, yeah. Carolla.
Sure.
Yeah. You got to get out of here right
and
now, quick.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah, please. Yeah, it's been a while since we've done something like that.
On TV, it's true.
You should.
We're in a fake college, come speak
or something.
We do speak at a fair amount of colleges, but you burnt that one up with the Sandler storyline.
Oh, we do the same ones over and over.
Oh, okay. Well, have us back. All right, we will be back tomorrow night, and until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. There's still some that needs to be bled out of the system. Yeah. I know how that goes.
I didn't get to crap on her.
That's right. Oh, well, technically, but just once.
The guests on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.